Hello, my name is Picardi, your Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up the phone. Are you talking to the dentist right near you?
Yeah, I could hardly hear you.
Are you calling to find a test site near you?
No, I was referred to this number that you could give me the status on my vaccine. I registered at least 3-4 weeks ago. I have not heard anything. I'm at high risk, and I should have been vaccinated long before this. They are starting a new group yesterday for people that's 65 and older, but in that category it says nothing about people at high risk, and I am at high risk. I had expected a text or something to schedule a vaccine a long time ago, so I was told that you could provide me the status of what's going on in Jefferson County.
Unfortunately, I can't. Two reasons. One, this is not a vaccination hotline. This is a testing site hotline. It's only to find testing sites.
See, all the telephone numbers you have are no good because the one for Jefferson County, nobody answers. And I called the COVID hotline in the state, and they referred me to you.
What COVID hotline number did you call?
Let's see. Hold on. I mean, it's the state hotline number.
The COVID vaccination hotline is 855-566-5333.
Yeah. They're the ones that told me they couldn't do anything other than schedule. And they're the ones that told me to contact you to find out what's going on in Jefferson County.
Not sure why they would say that, because I answer for the vaccination hotline as well, and we don't do Jefferson County information. That's done specifically with Jefferson County.
So how do I find out when I'm going to get my vaccine? Because I expected it a long time ago since I'm at high risk. And the
Jefferson County Clinic is the only place that handles Jefferson County.
Yeah, but that nobody answers that telephone.
There's no other way for us to get in contact with them. We don't specifically get in contact with those places. All we do here is pre-register, and this isn't even a vaccination hotline.
It's you can't just show up for a vaccine, can you?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
No, sir, I'm not.
Well, how do you find out?
You would have to get in contact with that clinic, which you said they're not answering the phone. So
well,
all they can do is...
You forgot what I said. Nobody answers that telephone.
The only thing to do would be to be patient. That's the only thing I could tell you, sir.
Yeah, I expected this a long time ago. That's why I was trying to find out what's going on.
Would you be able to go there physically?
Yeah, but they would turn you away because they say on the TV it says appointments only.
The only thing I could do would be to give you our COVID vaccination site.
Give me you said you'd give me a number for the vaccination site?
I can give you that number, but you said they referred you to this, which I'm not sure why they would.
If you would, give me that number.
It's 855-566. Are you talking about the Jefferson site, sir?
Well, that's where I live in Jefferson County.
The only number we have is for the Jefferson County Clinic, which is the 205-858-2221 number.
Right, that's the number that nobody answers.
That's the only way to get in touch with them, sir.
You can't if nobody answers the phone.
I'm sorry about that, but there's nothing else that I can do about that, sir.
But you said you had another number?
The other number is the vaccination hotline. You said they referred you to this hotline, which is completely wrong. I'm not supposed to discuss vaccination stuff on this site. This is only for testing sites.
Yeah. I've seen where Alabama's rated at the very bottom in the whole U.S. Are they still in the very bottom of the U.S. in regard to giving vaccines, or are they getting things together to where they can give them?
I'm not sure. I don't have the information, sir.
All right. Well, that seems to hold up to the message that Alabama's the very last in the whole U.S. Okay. Thank you.